Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope that my prayer is that you have had a great day today with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer now. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we open your word this evening, we ask the Holy Spirit to come and take over the service, Father, and bring to each of us the knowledge and the wisdom that we need for the work that God will call upon us to do. And open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this your word. Now, Holy Spirit, come and speak for us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be now again here this evening, still in Matthew, chapter 11. And we begin here with verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Now this John is John the Baptist, after he had been put in prison, and just before he is beheaded. And he's having his disciples ask Jesus if he's really the one. And verse 4, "Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. So he's letting John know what all was going on, see, to these two disciples that John had sent. And he's letting him know the work that's being done. Verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. In other words, if we are offended by what people are saying or holding against us because that we are believers and followers of Jesus, that's what he's warning us about and telling us not to be. We're not to be offended. Because you see, there's one thing about it. They may take the life from this body, but they can't take that soul. It will go back to Jesus. And if you are one that has been born again, to go back actually is gain. That's what the word tells us. But we need to be here as long as God will use us to reach out to this world. This lost, dying world that we're living in. To help some find the light, and that light being Jesus, so that they too can become children of Almighty God to make heaven their home. That is the purpose, really, of us being here on this earth, was to get ourselves ready and then to help others. That is really the purpose of our lives. But look how many of us have walked so many years before we learn to accept. And we have others out there today that has been doing the same thing, that are searching for something. They know they need something, but they don't know what or how to receive it. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. You letting us know, really, how and what we need to be looking for. Verse 9. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea. I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. He's letting them know really who he is and that it had been prophesied years back of his coming and why he's coming, what it's all about. But most of them didn't understand. And today mankind has turned his back upon the knowledge and all that God has given them. And they cannot stand before him and say, and especially those of our land here in the United States of America, will not be able to stand before the Lord and say, well, Lord, I didn't know because I never heard of you. Because they've all had to hear his name sometime in their life. They just turned their back and they didn't want to learn any more of it or to be a part of it. Now, 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. You see what that verse there is saying? Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven, that one that is in the family of God, that is the least, is greater than he. Why? Because he walked with Jesus. He had Jesus living in him and he in Jesus. He had the Holy Spirit living in him, the Spirit of Almighty God living in him, to where he could also walk in the Spirit. Because you see, we are told that we must walk in the Spirit. But to do that, we need the knowledge of the Word of Almighty God. And we get that through prayer, through study, and through attending our church. If our church is one that is preaching the Word of God as it is written. And if it's not, then find one that is. Now, you may not find one close because they are few and they are far between. But they are ways of reaching them. You may just have to find one and get online with them. But there's nothing wrong with that, because distance doesn't mean anything to God. Now, 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force, letting everyone know. Now, 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And John came with water, repentance, and baptism. 14. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He's Jesus' statement there that this is Elijah indicates the ministry that was predicted by Malachi, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. He's letting them know. He that has ears to hear, let him, in other words, he that will spend time, let him receive the understanding as he hears this word of God, as he reads it. Because you see, what I'm reading to you right now is words that were spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. You are actually hearing him as he is speaking. Now, 16. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a devil. Well, we know a whole lot about that from the Word of God, don't we? We know what actually, what even caused him to lose his head when he lost it. He was in jail. But it was a young lady dancing for the emperor that had promised her she could have anything that she asked for. And her mother, because of some words John had said, letting her mother know that she was living in sin. And they had made it up, the two of them. And when she finished her dance, and he asked her what she wanted, she asked for the head of John the Baptist on the silver platter. And because he was king, he was afraid not to give it to her, because he was afraid then his word would not be looked on as being good before mankind. So he had him beheaded and the head brought to her. How much better is mankind today? They may not right now be able to behead anyone, but they killed the Lord Jesus Christ. They hung him on the cross. And today they're rejecting him. They turn their back on him. They're cursing him. And they want him out of everything. and strictly out of our government. And they're going to want the same thing out of you and I. So they will be some here shortly that will be done to as John was, that will lose their head over following the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word tells us this, because mankind is so selfish and self-centered and full of pride that he stands in rejection and denial of the holy word of Almighty God. Now verse 18, as we said a few minutes ago, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a devil. Now the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. You see, either way, they wasn't happy. And it was all really because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And I want to tell you something, churches. You got someone in a church listening to me, and they are, your church is teaching contrary to the Word of God, teaching you things that are all right, that are not all right, like all of the churches that are accepting homosexuality and telling you it's just another lifestyle, and your church accepts it. That church needs to repent and get back into the Word of Almighty God. Or adultery. You've got a church and you've got a pastor standing there that's got two or three living wives. You better find you another church or get rid of him. God doesn't play games. He's not playing games at all. 21. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. You know that Chorazin is about an hour's journey on foot north of Capernaum. And Bethsaida was on the west side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Tyre and Sidon would have repented a long time ago. 22. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. Places that the Lord had turned against would be, he said it would be more tolerable for them than would be. Because then, in this season, in 23, thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. You see, they are those that believe that they are doing everything the right way because of their pride and their selfishness. But you see what the Lord thinks about it. Destroyed Sodom with fire. But yet, he tells Capernaum that it would be better for Sodom than for them. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. God's word, not mine, his word. What do you think he is saying about our land today? Because we are doing things today, sin-wise, that Sodom and Gomorrah was not even doing. And those that are looking for a better life and a better way, find you a place that will worship God in truth, in sincerity, accept his word for the way it is written, take it into your life, and live it. And you will make heaven your home. But that is the only way that you're going to make it. Now, 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Seemed good in thy sight. In the Father's sight. 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You see, we cannot know God the Father without the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to go through him. And then also when we have the Lord Jesus, we have access to the Father. And then the Father teaches us more about and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his word, not mine. Now we're going to be finishing up this 11th chapter here with these next three verses. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah, out here fighting and scratching, trying to make a living, and you just don't know where to turn, and you've almost reached the end of your road, turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ and give those things to him and put your faith and trust in him. And he says, I'll give you rest, because he will take care of all of those things for you. Now, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. He's meek, and he loves you. He loves you with his heart. And if you'll turn to him and you will take upon yourself the things he will ask of you, he says you're going to find rest unto or for your souls. Think about this thing. Now, we'll close this very short verse. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, because you're not having to carry them alone and by yourself. He and the Holy Spirit is there with you to help you carry everything. Think about it. And I mean, really think about it. Meditate on it. Meditate on it through the night until you'll know the right ways of things, and that you can have a greater understanding of the Lord your God. And you can have fellowship with the Father. That's what he's wanting. And that's what you should be wanting. All right, let us pray. Father, as we close your word now, we thank you and we praise you for it. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we give you praise, Father, honor, and thanks for the guidance, for the mercy, for your love, and for all things that we have, Father, that we would not have if not for you. Help us, Father. You know all of our needs. We don't have to call them out. You know them all. You've told us that they were all forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to receive all of your promises, Father, with praise, thanksgiving, and with our love, for the love you have bestowed upon us. Now, Father, use us in mighty and great ways here upon this earth. And let the Holy Spirit speak through us and work through us to help bring in the harvest, because your word tells us that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Use this ministry, Father, in mighty and great ways. Let us not stumble, but let us stand and shout the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And never let us be ashamed of his name. Keep us through this night. Keep us all in health, giving us strength of faith, giving our bodies strength to go on and do the things you would have us to do. And bring us back together, Father, come morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So, Father, let us thank you for this day, praise you for everything that has happened this day, every good thing that's happened to us this day. And we give all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, have a great night. And hold on to God, because he is there, and he'll be with you if you will be with him. Good night, all.